This is Hawks Talk with Atlanta Hawks General Manager Danny Ferry on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Rick and Jamie Show. It is time for Hawks Talk with Hawks GM and President Danny Ferry. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Danny, quickly give us your whereabouts. Are you on the road? You with the team?
Whereabouts unknown.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Were you there last night in OKC?
I was actually in Oklahoma, but I went to the Oklahoma State game.
I understand.
Why would you go watch that kid play? Yeah, why would you go watch that kid play, Danny?
Just players.
Just doing his job.
I flew with the team. I got a free flight.
Nice. Due diligence, Jamie. It's called due diligence. So, Danny, I'm watching the game last night, and I'm like, we lose to San Antonio on the Duncan shot. We lost to Miami in overtime. Come on. This is the game, shorthanded, that we rise up and we get this baby done against one of the power teams in the NBA, and then Durant happens twice with under 30 seconds to go. And Millsap had a clutch shot in the middle there. I just want to ask you, Danny, did you see it? And if so, you know, Damari Carroll, to me, was playing pretty tight defense on the greatest scorer in the NBA today. How did you see it?
I saw almost the whole game. I thought our group played well. We competed for 48 minutes. Really happy with the way we passed and shared the ball. You know, they put it out there. And, it's a tough place to win a game in Oklahoma. They've got a heck of a team. And, unfortunately, we weren't able to pull it off. But we've had good wins this year. And like that, where we've beaten the Indianas and other teams like that. So I know our group is capable of competing.
Midway point through the year, I'd be curious to hear kind of something that surprised you. I mean, obviously, when you draw it up in a laboratory, that's pretty much what you did. Something that surprised you in a positive way, and then something that surprised you in kind of a negative way.
I don't know about surprise. I like the spirit of our group. It's a group that puts the work in. I like the way we play. We share the ball. We move the ball. I don't know if I'm surprised, but you're pleased that, we're starting to build a foundation of how we want to play, and we've got good guys that are out there competing every day and doing it. From a disappointment, obviously, the injuries that we've had, are frustrating, but there's something that all teams have to deal with. And, again, we've had a bunch of games since we've been hit pretty good with injuries, and our guys have competed. We've won games, and I certainly feel good about that.
Danny Ferry, President and GM of our Hawks on the Rick and Jamie Show, Sports Radio 92.9. The game, guys and girls, coming up Wednesday night at Phillips Arena. Josh Smith and the Pistons are back in town. Go check that out. Great seats, no ticket fees at Hawks.com. Danny, can you give us a Jeff Teague update and when he might be back on the floor?
I haven't gotten an update today. I was with him a couple days ago, still sore, a little bit of swelling. Certainly we are going to be careful and make sure that he gets taken care of, but we look forward to having him back. In the meantime, it's given Dennis some minutes. It's been hard to find him minutes because of the way our guards have been playing. They've all been playing so well, and nice to get him some minutes the last few games and just have him gain more experience.
It's funny. I'm kind of in a real quandary with Lou Williams because I know the style of play, and you keep talking about it, and I understand me, so when it's working so well, the extra pass, it doesn't seem like Lou is the old Lou, but I guess the old Lou wouldn't be this case because of what you're doing offensively. What are you seeing out of his performance from an expectation perspective?
I think he's done a really nice job of distributing the ball. Mm-hmm. It's an unspoken part of his game, but you'll look up in statistics halftime, you'll see 5-6 assists where he just gets off a little bit and doing that. But then he's also had big games where he's been able to score as well. So, I think he's recovered from his injury. I think he's learning to play our way. And I think he's growing with it. And, he's done a nice job.
On the WadeFord.com hotline, we've got Danny Ferry for Hawks Talk on the Rick and Jamie Show. One more for you, Danny. I want to ask you about the All-Star possibilities for Paul Millsap and Jeff Teague.
Yeah.
The reserves will be announced on Thursday, 7 p.m. on TNT. Al Horford right now is 18-6 and 8-4 in the points and boards. Jeff Teague is 16-2 and 7-3 in the points and assists. Danny, I've got them both on my Eastern Conference reserve list, and I'm not being a homer. I'm being strictly objective. If they do not make the All-Star team, will you be all up in arms about a snub?
I mean, we'll definitely be disappointed. You know, Paul certainly belongs to be on there. Guest been really good as well and should get serious consideration as well. You know, and obviously if Al was healthy, you know, we would have three guys that I think pretty strongly in consideration. I think we've won a reasonable amount of the games compared to other teams in the East. And, you know, it's got to be about that too. You know, Paul just continually has been terrific. I'd be really, really surprised if he didn't make it.
I love it, Danny. I would too. And, you know, Paul Millsap had some big years up in Utah and watching their games on League Pass. You know, they had big all-star pushes for Paul, and it never happened for him. And hopefully this is the year that he can break through, because I've got him as one of the most underrated players in the NBA. That tag will be lifted if he becomes an all-star and gets his due. Danny, thank you so much. We're looking forward to the game tomorrow night against the Pistons at Phillips.
Great, guys. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's sure. Danny Ferry on the WadeFord.com hotline. A little Hawks talk right there.